Joining us right now is the writer and producer of this new documentary, Stark Men of Steel, and that is Janice Salas. Janice, how are you this morning?
I'm fine. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for taking the time. This is an incredible documentary that you are putting out right now. I spent some time getting a briefing of it, I guess I would say, when you and I were on the phone late last week. Can you explain what exactly is Stark Men of Steel?
Sure. It's an independent documentary, and we're focusing on the steel industry in Canton, Ohio, and Massillon, Ohio, and all of Stark County. Do you want to know what sort of prompted us to do this?
Yeah. I mean, we all know that we have a very rich history of steel mills right here in the county. What did prompt you, though, to say, you know what? Let's dig into this a little bit. Let's capture some of these interviews and memories that people may have from their time in our local mills.
Sure, and you're right. It is incredibly rich history. If you go back to 2010, I think most people will remember that there was a explosion at the Gulf of Mexico with the Deepwater Horizon oil drilling rig that exploded, and it killed 11 workers. And if you turned on the evening news for weeks, you saw a lot of coverage on that. And I remember looking at interviews of fishermen who said, hey, our jobs are probably going to go away and not come back because of this event. State and local government officials were saying that kind of thing, too. And I thought, you know what? I don't think anyone has ever talked with people from Stark County who lost their jobs, and those jobs are not coming back. And I think that that story needs to be told. And so that was really the genesis of this film. Let's go to Stark County. Let's make sure that we keep this historic county's contribution to the country, building of a middle class, a strong middle class, much like the woman who just spoke with you was talking about. And so that was really why we wanted to do this film.
Wow. Well, I hear some of these stories, and I told you when we were on the phone last week, Janice, I said, you know, I worked in a mill for 10 or 11 months and it wasn't for me, right? You've got to be someone who is willing to make sacrifices, willing to do this work in the mills. Do you have anyone that is in your circle, in your family, that worked in some of our local mills?
Oh, absolutely. I grew up in Stark County, and my father worked at Republic Steel Union Drawn Division in Massillon, and he started there in 59, and you're absolutely right. It's for anyone who's worked in steel or knows people who have worked in the steel mills, it's an incredibly difficult job, not just from the physical aspect of it, but, you know, as you heard, again, with the prior caller, there's a lot of safety and hazardous conditions that people who work in that environment have to deal with every day of their lives.
Mm-hmm. How long did your father spend working there?
Oh, he spent about 35 years working there.
Wow. And 35 years is bizarre. I know how long my 1 year felt, and I couldn't imagine timesing that by 35, Janice. If you don't mind, can you tell us, what are some of the things that are going to be featured in this documentary? Without giving it all away, are you interviewing people? Are you looking for more interviews? What do these interviews consist of that you're conducting?
Sure. And there is quite a bit to the film. So we have the interviews with people who have worked, as you've mentioned. But we also have footage of strikes that have happened in the county. We've talked to men on the picket lines. We've gotten the perspective of those people. We've talked to the unions. We're getting the union perspective. We've talked to people who have worked in management in some of the local steel companies, and we're getting their perspective as well. So the hope is to get a full spectrum of the events that have happened, as well as the stories of the people who have contributed so much to the steel industry.
Do you have most of your interviews completed at this time, or do you have a running list of, okay, these are the people that we need to interview? Because I'm sure if you put this out in Stark County, you've probably received an influx of people who want to share their story.
Oh, you're absolutely right. The article hit about 2 weeks ago in the Canton Repository, and since that time, really have been inundated with folks who have reached out and have incredible stories. And that's sort of what we were hoping to do with getting some press at this point. We wanted to sort of shake the tree one last time and make sure we haven't missed people who really need to be included in the film. And we've really had a tremendous response. So, you know, we're going to be filming through February, and then we're going to finish our editing so that we can prepare this film to be seen.
Are you looking for a certain demographic of people to still interview? I'm sure you have the men aspect covered, but have you guys struggled at all with getting women to?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that up. We absolutely have struggled. It's interesting. We have started getting a few more women who are stepping forward, and we're going to be interviewing them in the next few weeks. But what's interesting is a lot of the women are quite shy about it. And, you know, they're very intent on telling a story that is fair and from their perspective. And so we're going to definitely include that. As a matter of fact, we've had a couple of emails from folks who have said, hey, why did you name this Stark Men of Steel? There are a lot of women who have worked in the steel industry. And absolutely, that's correct. And so we want to do our best to make sure that we include their story as well. So, yeah, if there are women out there who have worked in the steel industry, please contact us through our website.
Well, that's great. So how can people contact you? Can you rattle that all information off right now?
Absolutely. So the website is simply starkmenofsteel.com. And if you go there, there's a form right on the first page where you can put in your contact information and give us a little bit of detail about if you've worked there or if someone else in your family has worked there, and send that over and someone will contact you.
So that is starkmenofsteel.com. If you want to write that down right now, you'll be able to visit that, fill out the form, and get in contact with people. But the point of this documentary is to provide an overview of historical events and bring these stories to light. That is the premise of what you are doing this documentary for, right?
That's true. And, you know, we do give a lot of historical background. So why did Stark County lure entrepreneurs here to this county to start the steel industry? That goes way back to the Civil War. And so we do give a lot of historical insight about what brought steel here and the entrepreneurs who came here. And that story is really quite fascinating, too.
So when do you think, Janice, that this is going to be completed, the Stark Men of Steel documentary, when do you think this will be completed for people to watch?
Well, we're focusing on September of this year.
Okay.
And so that's not that far away. It sounds like it might be, but it's really not. And you heard me say before that we're in our editing phase of the film. That's a real tough phase to get into because that's where we have to figure out what we can include and what we have to omit. And so we're going to be doing that and polishing it up and getting it ready. The first showing that we're going to have in September will be for those who have contributed, their families and friends. And then after that, we may have to do a little bit more tweaking. And hopefully in the fall, we'll have some public viewings. One of the things that I'll mention is that our intent is to apply to some of the film festivals around the country.
Oh.
And so for application to those film festivals, the films have to be not for commerce. You can't have made money from the public by showing those films before you apply. So we'll apply in the fall. Film festivals are usually showing films in the springtime. Like right now, I think the Sundance Film Festival is about to launch out in Utah. And so once we have our applications into those film festivals, we'll be able to make that film available to anyone in our viewing area through the local theater systems. We'll have to work through distribution, of course, but that's the plan.
How are you getting your hands on photos or old videos from when it was really booming in this industry? Is it from the people that you're interviewing, or are you diving into some local historical artifacts?
Oh, well, that's a great question. And yeah, we are getting a lot of things from the people we are interviewing. But I'll tell you, we have an incredible resource at the Massillon Museum. most people don't know this, but they have just hundreds of thousands of archives that they've collected, and they have an incredible archive of photos from the steel industry. As a matter of fact, when Republic Steel went out of business, they brought boxes and boxes of artifacts from the corporate headquarters, the old corporate headquarters in Massillon, and they brought them to the museum in Massillon. And they have a great archivist, Mandy Altimus Stahl, who's the archivist down at the Massillon Museum. She painstakingly went through all of these thousands and thousands of artifacts and labeled them and archived them. And that I really leveraged many, many of her archives. The other resource that we have is Timken Steel Company. And they are going through their archives as well. And they're making available photos and things that they have to contribute to the film.
Wow.
So many thanks to those organizations that have helped in that way, as well as the people who have been interviewed. They've given us quite a bit of photos as well.
Yeah, and I love historical artifacts. I love photos because that all captures the memories that people will forever cherish and remember. Do you have a fear, though, that there will come a point where there will be a certain generation that doesn't know much about the steel industry as a whole right here in Stark County?
Well, sure. We see that already happening, right? We talk to young people, and they're not aware that we contributed so much from this county to the nation and also internationally. So, yes, that's a big yes, and we want to make sure that future generations will not forget. We'll have this documentary and the other artifacts that I mentioned that they can go and review, and they can really feel good about the history here.
Wow. Stark County really has a unique story to tell. And Janice, I believe you and your team, it sounds like you guys are the right people to tell this story. Is there anything else that you think is important for our listeners to know before we go?
Well, I just want to talk a little bit about some of that history that is probably not really well known, but it's incredibly important to know about. And so if you think of the National Archives, right, we've all been hearing about stories about our National Archives in Washington, D.C. It's important to know that each and every metal cabinet and shelving system in the National Archives was manufactured right here in Canton, Ohio, at the Berger Division.
Wow.
Of Republic Steel. The stainless steel that was manufactured in Massillon at the Enduro Steel Company, part of Republic Steel, furnished the most high-quality steel, stainless steel in the world, and it was very sought after. The Empire State Building, for instance, Radio City Music Hall in New York City, the Chrysler Building, those incredible monuments of architecture contain Enduro stainless steel from Massillon, Ohio. So the story, as I said before, is far-reaching, not to mention the contribution to all of the war efforts, you know, from the First World War through Vietnam.
Yeah.
And also now the space industry.
I mean, this sounds, Janice, like an incredible documentary. You're hoping your aim is September. Will it be shown locally? I know you alluded to this a little bit, but after you apply for the film festivals and whatnot, where will it be shown locally? What is your intent whenever it does get to that point?
Well, my intent is to take advantage of the beautiful Palace Theater in downtown Canton. In itself, it's an incredible architectural artifact, and so I thought it would be just great if we could show there, as well as there's a theater in Massillon and some of the other local theaters. The commercial theaters, I'm not really quite sure how we get distribution there yet, but we're certainly going to try.
All right. Awesome. I am really, really looking forward to seeing this. I hope whenever that comes, I get an invite to come check it out.
Absolutely. You will absolutely be invited.
All right. Janice Salas with Stark Men of Steel with this wonderful documentary that will hopefully be hitting big screens this fall. Thank you so much. Keep up the great work that you're doing. And I hope that you are able to highlight all of these wonderful stories that the people here in Stark County have to tell. Thanks so much, Janice.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.